about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we move on to the wildfires and other things in the news,
yes.
Chronologically, here you go. Mike, you were just asking about the NFL and Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Listen to these tapes in order, and you'll find out, just follow your nose, if you'll pardon the pun,
oh, I get it.
And you'll see the money. Now, first, here is Roger Goodell about the Giants playing this weekend.
Our goal is to translate America's obsession into the world's passion. Growth in the future clearly means expanding our presence in the global sports marketplace.
Okay. And then,
right.
Then they talk to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones says, well, that's great, but I got a stadium to fill.
We couldn't do that and wouldn't do that. We just have too much commitment. We're building a new stadium, and so that just wouldn't work for us.
All right, so then he says it wouldn't work for us. Then you got Wayne Huizenga,
right.
Who's the guy that owns the Dolphins, the schmuck who's got his team over there.
Right.
And they go to him and they say, hey, Jerry Jones says he would never bring his team overseas.
Oh, well, see, Jerry may not have a choice, see, because when the NFL votes, he will have to go. And if we do what we're talking about doing, play two games a year outside of the U.S., that means every team will have to go.
Idiot. Well, that sounds nice.
Uh-huh. Idiot Millionaire Club. And then the last one, Bob Kraft. As I mentioned, Bob Kraft, I think he puts everything right as it should be. Bobby?
We realized in the end that to make this successful, we had to bring real games here. And that's, of course, what we're doing this weekend.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go.
Put us to sleep, Bob.
That would be, well, that's it.
The Don and Mike
That's
Show.
Money.
That's pretty much all we got mm-hmm. for you.
One, two, oh, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four,
five, six, seven, eight,
nine,
ten,
12, 13, here we go,
14, 15,
16,
oh no,
perfect, broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
We've turned off the talk and turned on the light, the new light 106.7.
I like rape.
I heard something on your light rock station that didn't appeal to me.
Format change. Something's in the wind. And it's not the Santa Ana winds either. We'll be riding wild. I just passed these rumors as I get them. Now let's go live via satellite to Sacramento, California.
Hello.
Where we're joined by...
Is the thing on?
Arnold.
Ah.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
How are you doing? I'm smoking a victory cigar. How are you?
Well, now, the fires are not completely put out, are they?
The thing is, with the fires, I've cured almost all of the fires that we have. We've got 9 that are still burning. Just a little bit of the burning.
What do you mean you've
I've cured them, huh?
How did you cure the fire?
Oh, you don't understand. You're not going to give me the credit for that I deserve as the governor for curing the fires. You know, early in the week, the thing and stuff was that the fires were all over the state, mm-hmm. burning out of control. And then I said, I've got to step up. I said to Maria, I'll go to all the places where the fire and stuff is like burning the things. And I'll step in. And I spoke to the Santa Ana winds because I've got the power. I said, don't blow so hard.
Arnold.
Because I understand everything that the stuff with the fires now.
Explain the Santa Ana winds.
Yeah. Okay. The problem with the fires with the fires is that the winds and stuff would come blow off the water or the mountains and things. And then they would come across the country, and because of the warm air that blows,
no.
And the winds blow really
no.
badly, and then when
it.
You no, you're wrong.
I don't
Listen,
think that's it.
I know this. I've got the experts. Okay,
who are your experts?
I cured the fires. My fire people.
Okay,
I had the whole bunch
Another
of
question.
Experts come into my office and say that the fires are going to, you know, are going to burn because the winds are blowing. If you, I'll explain it to your listeners. Okay. You get the fire in the fireplace, okay? How do you make it burn?
How?
Huh?
How?
Yeah?
How?
You blow on it, right? So take that with God. If he's blowing on it with the nature and stuff, that'll cause the fires to burn bigger and make them go farther. Yes, yeah, Don.
Question.
Yes, Don, you have your hand up.
Yes.
Even though I'm on satellite.
What do the Santa Ana winds have to do with Santa Claus?
I hate it when you give me the brain teaser. Let me take a puff on my cigar. Hold on a second. I'm sitting on my deck at the governor's mansion.
Are you wearing...
Oh, damn. Damn.
What? Oh, damn. Fire?
Oh, I flicked the ash.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, I flicked the ash off the deck. Maria's going to kill me. She says, why do we have the effing ashtrays when you can just flick them off the deck to cause the fires with the winds and stuff? Mm-hmm. No, the Santa Claus, I don't have an answer. I don't know. Is it related to Santa Claus?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Hey, you know what I'm doing with the fires?
What?
I told the fires after I spoke to the Santa Ana winds, after I cured most of the fires, I said, okay, you want to burn? Is that what's making you happy? You're going to burn? You go burn down to Mexico. Send the fires down to Mexico, and now the Mexican firefighters are battling the blazes, and I'm sure that they don't have a governor that can come in. Hey, did you notice how quickly the president came to visit? Huh?
You know what I did notice?
I said, I want to be better than the Katrina thing.
You know,
when they had the water.
You had that, like, warm-up jacket it's a copy of that warm-up jacket the presidents wear.
That's what I wear, because it makes me, because I'm not the... look, if you're going to be successful in life and you're going to pursue your dreams that I've always with and the things that I've always pursued, I said if I want to be president, even though they said I can't be president because I wasn't born here, I said what I'd like to do is I'd like to wear the jackets that the president wears and things and the stuff that he wears, and that's why maybe someday and things I'll be president. So I thought, what better way than if I come out on TV and on the radio shows and the programs and stuff and come out and say that I've cured the fires, which I've got. There were millions of them. And now there's only 9. And on Wednesday, there were millions of them. And, you know, millions of little spots and things of the hot with the embers that blew off the trees and things. And then they would blow up into a big fire. And now we've only got 9. And some of the 9 are actually going to move their way down to Mexico. Why? Because I'm the governor. That's why it worked. Wow. That's why I'm excited about it. I found the fire to be flipping hot, though. Sometimes when I'm touring the disaster areas, and I would say to the people and things, you know, I'm so sorry that the fire that, you know, burned down your house and stuff, and that's a bad thing to happen. I'm very sorry, because I'm a good actor, so I look at them and go, I'm very sorry. And so they respond to me like they do to the president and things when he comes in the planes and the helicopters
let's
with
pretend.
The water and all the things that the fires cause us to
let's
do.
Let's pretend that I'm a person who's just had my house burned down in San Diego. You really don't care about the people, right?
Well, I've got lots of things to think about
between
and stuff.
Between you and me.
Well, no, you can't care about everybody.
Do you care about it, really anybody?
I care about winning the presidency and changing the laws and things so that someday I'll be able to, you know, walk down the red carpet at the White House and have my big ball.
But like the people that...
wear the tuxedo and smoke cigars on the porch.
The people that you're interviewing...
Yeah.
You don't really care about them, right? You're acting, right? Because you're such a talented
You have
actor.
To show... All right, I explain it to you, okay? Because you don't understand in the high-flying, wild world of politics... Let me tell you how it works, okay? You're listening to me?
I'm listening.
This is how it works. You got the thing where you have to show everyone that you're the guy that they're looking at to make the fires feel better, you know? Mm-hmm. So if your house is burned, you got to get a guy that walks in and says, oh, I'm the big governor now.
Okay.
Look at me. Let me put my arm around you and
Let's
make
pretend.
You feel good. Yeah.
I'm a guy that's had my house just burned down in San Diego. You're coming to see me. Oh, my house is burned down.
I say the average thing that I would say and stuff would be what I would say to all the homeowners that have to, you know, go on with their lives. And I had the standard speech that I would give almost every one of them.
Because I'd say, Governor Schwarzenegger, my house burned down. I feel
awful. Is this your house over here?
It was.
It burned, huh?
Yes.
Sat. That's sat.
Sat? S-A-T?
Sat.
Sad.
Sat. S-A-T? With a sat day. Even though today is sad, I'd look them in the eye and say, look at me.
Oh, you said sad.
Today is a sad day for all your families and things, but tomorrow could be better. Because the fires will go away, and you rebuild, and I will help.
I have another question.
Yeah, yeah, I'm standing by. I predict, well, though, can I give you the prediction and thing?
Yes, sir.
This is what I think is going to happen with all the fires are going to burn out, and they will have the smoke and ash, and it will be set for everyone that's around. But after that, I think they're going to talk about how great a job I did, that, you know, I was on the ball. I paid attention to it. You know, I was the Terminator for the fire.
How's okay? your dad doing?
I said hasta la vista to the Santa Ana winds. How's That's the slogan.
How's your daddy doing?
Nine.
How's your dad?
Don't talk about me, father.
Isn't your dad a Nazi?
No, I don't want to. No, I said I will go out to everybody that's had the houses burnt, all or partial, and I say, hey, sorry about this. Listen, let me take this opportunity to rebuild your DVD collection. How about this nice free copy of Twins? I'll give that to you to get started, all right? Everybody likes everybody, no matter how bad the fires are, likes a little entertainment.
How are they going to watch Twins, though, if their house is burned down?
They'll go to the stadiums or the things that they have set up with the tents for the people that don't have the houses. And I say, bring them a television so they can watch the movies. And, you know, I say, look, I really want you to feel better. So I give you copies of Twins, Kindergarten Cop, all my comedies, all the ones that I did, the one that I had with the Turbo Man. What was that one?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way with Sinbad. Okay. All the comedies. Don't give them the Running Man's or the ones where I played the Terminator because that has fire in it. Mm-hmm. That'll make them sad. They'll think about the fire. If they give them the funny ones, they'll laugh and go on with the, you know, the life and things.
But again, what if the people have had their DVD players burn in the fire?
I can't replace all the people's DVD players or all the home home electronics equipment.
And exactly how many copies of your hit movies are you giving away?
I have the Twins is the one that I got most copies of at the governor's mansion.
How many?
Fortunately, thank God, it was not burned during the fires. All of my DVDs, all the copies are preserved in my basement there. I can go out with hundreds, thousands of them, and I'll drop them if I have to by air. But most of the roads are okay. They'll come back to the house and see what the damage and stuff is that's around the houses, and then I'll drop by maybe a parachute with the box of all my movies. That not the ones that are scary, though. That's what I will do. I'll also hand out 75 blenders.
Blenders?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So they can make drinks and things after the fire. You want to cool off because most of the people's throats are parched and dry.
What do you plug a blender into if you're living in a tent?
That's the thing. Most of the power is the underground. So even though the house is burned, they can sit where the house was and plug in outside.
Where do you plug in outside?
I don't. Those are the details that my fire people are talking to me about. But the fact is, you're not acknowledging. You're not looking at me and acknowledging the fact that I am the champion who cured the fires and said, go to Mexico. Stop blowing, you mean Santa Ana winds and things. Stop blowing so that the fires move faster. And then, of course, I will go to Malibu and say, did I save your rich people houses? Dankeschön. Thanks a lot. And then they will give me a big big tribute. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to name one of the California towns, one of the number one areas of California that was burnt. When it's rebuilt, they'll call it maybe Santa Anita, you know, for Arnold. That's what I'm looking forward to. And this will be the thing that gets me to be the president of the United States. That's what I'm looking forward to. Sure. I look forward to all of that. I really do. And Maria's been baking all day, cookies and schnitzel. So that we can hand those things out and my kids, and I'm tiring of her teeth. I told her, I said, please grow your face larger.
She looks like
Put your pants, don't wear pants outside.
She looks like Jay.
You looked at your head is shrinking and your teeth are growing. You look like the Kennedy women. Stop it with that.
Hey, how do you get along in Sacramento? How do you like living there?
I think I have to say this. Huh? It's great that the governor lives in that part of California.
Why?
Because the people of Sacramento are the smartest people everywhere on the street. They know about the fires, even though it's not burning in where they live stuff.
Yeah.
And they know about the politics of the California situation. And so I talked to anybody on the street. I was at an asparagus farm just 2 days ago, and they know everything about, you know, the other people of California that are suffering in this time.
Do you know Mark S. Allen?
Oh, yeah, he's the smartest of them all. He's a great guy. He's smart, so's Grant Napier. They're the two smartest guys. Mm-hmm. And they say, I say, anytime, you want to come up to the governor's house? Would you like to? And I changed the house to HAUS UNLA.
Sure.
And I'm excited about that. But I think when the thing is all done, we can't get too gloaty and piggy right now by saying we fixed everything, right?
Well, you said you cured it.
I cured most of the fires. I still have 9 more to cure. And when I cure the 9th one, I'll come back and talk to you, huh? We'll smoke a cigar, but don't flick your ass out the window.
All right, Arnold.
I'm the great Arnold. Thank you very much. Dog is short.
Heil Hitler.
You having a good time? You know why?
Why?
Because I'm here. Am I still on the radio?
No, we're off now.
You know, I'm sitting back in my easy chair now.
How come you didn't? I gave you the Heil Hitler. You didn't give it back to
oh,
me.
Oh, I think I'll.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. How you been?
How's your dad?
He's great. My father is such a good guy. He's so smart about that. We talked about things that we love, like the great mountains and how we used to go skiing and swim in the mountain lakes and purification and things that we always used
really
to talk about.
You don't really care about the everyday people, do you?
Nein. What the pain in the ass with stupid fires.
How about your Hollywood friends?
Oh, that's good. I was so relieved that I saved so many of the rich people's homes in Malibu. That was such a big deal for me, you know? They're really good folks. That's my base, the Hollywood elite. I wish I was back there sometime. I said, hey, how about this? I put all my resources on the Malibu Strip right there. I said, I don't care how many people have to go homeless as long as I can protect the home of Tom Hanks.
Are you still doing improv with Jim Belushi?
Yeah, he's the funniest man on TV. The thing that's brilliant about Jim Belushi is that he gets no script and stuff. And he takes the idea, and he gets out on the stage, and he really tries so hard to do such a good job. Huh? He really does. Jim Belushi does improv. I said, what's his improv?
What is that?
He says, you do the sketch, or the skit, or the scene. You do the scene. And you do it with nothing written on the paper.
Well, you can't read anyway.
They would read me the lines.
Oh, that's how you...
But they said, you just make it up. Now, right now, you could throw me a subject. He taught me how to do the improv. Okay. And you can throw me... Just give me a situation, a title, and my name.
Fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Title?
You can give me, who I would be in the restaurant.
You're the manager of a fast food restaurant.
Okay. Watch this. This is an improv.
Okay.
You want a funny one?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. You're going to die. You'll die laughing at this. This is okay.
Ready.
I'm the manager of a fast food restaurant. Okay.
Let's do some improv.
Hey, where's the French fries? Pretty good, huh? You like that? That's good. The stuff is... You get it in your head and stuff and do the thing. Hey, who made this burger? It looks like somebody picked their nose and ate it. And people die.
Sure.
They don't know that I'm that good and funny. That I can do the politics and I can do the movies. And now I can do on the stage. I can be the improvisational actor.
Triple threat.
I'm the triple threat. Oh, that's good. Man, I need to get laid after this week. The fires aren't the only thing that's hot. You know what I mean?
We got to go to break. I think we're going to play some Mega Stump the Stoop. We'll explain that when we come back.
Stump the Stoop. How's that work?
Well, it's a guessing game.
Oh.
I play a game with our listeners about records.
Do you cure them?
I don't cure them. What's this whole thing about you curing fires?
That's
anyway?
One of my ideas. I said, how about I come out? They say, I cured the fire. I said, that's not right. I said, yeah, shut up. It's not right. Are you the governor? I cured the fires. You mean you stopped the fires? The same thing. You stop the cold, you cure the fire.
No. It's like curing a polio, curing cancer.
Exactly.
No, but you didn't do that, though, with the fires.
I cured the fire. Okay. You like all the other advisors that are talking
to me? No, I'm on your side.
You don't understand the way it works.
How's Sinbad?
Sinbad's great. What a great actor. He's fantastic. Little down on his luck.
Really?
He's coming to California next weekend. He's going to come to the mansion. Maria's done a speaking tour. We're going to get strippers. Dankeschön. It'll be fun, right? Sinbad Atkins. He's a good guy.
Is that his name?
Okay. Let me say hi to one fan that's in there that writes me letters. I'd like to say thank you for your letter, Chuck Pearson. Dankeschön. I got to run now.
All right.
All right. You take care of yourself. Don't you have commercials to play, huh?
Heil Hitler.
Yeah. Heil Hitler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.